starting at Carnarvon over during this revolution. We want to simulate a lunar coast period when the crew might be asleep. We want to test the automatic reacquisition mode of the antenna during passive thermal control. Jim McDivitt volunteered that he could make it even more authentic by sleeping during the test. Ron Evans advised he thought Jim had enough sleep, and Rusty Schweikart came back with the assurance that Jim probably would make it authentic by sleeping. Spacecraft Commander McDivitt also advised us that if we go through the flight plan tomorrow as it is presently scheduled, he believes the crew will have enough time to get ready for entry on Thursday. There had been some discussion earlier in the day, crew saying that they'd like to do as much of the work as possible the night before so that they would not be pressed too hard on the timelines on reentry morning. I advise that they're the crew of the recovery ship Guadalcanal, that they're looking forward to seeing them on Thursday. And Ron Evans accused them of still thinking about that 350-pound cake that awaits them on the Guadalcanal. We'll be up at Ascension in about a minute and a half, and we'll stand by at Ascension to see what luck the Apollo 9 crew has in spotting the Pegasus satellite. This is Mission Control, Houston. And Ascension should acquire any second. We'll stand by.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Ascension, standing by. Read you. You're in a keyhole right now.
Say again, Houston, Apollo 9.
No, Roger, I missed everything you said there, Jim. We're in a keyhole on the F-band.
Oh, okay. I say we're going to try to see if we can see Pegasus, and I was wondering how long we could expect to see it in view. How many minutes?
Would you believe 44 seconds? Through the just through the COAS part of it at that attitude, so you can sit a little bit longer than that, going through the window.
Okay.
Nine, Houston, we've been looking for some other things with a little more of a trailing angle. Seems like everything we've come across so far is about a 90-degree crossing.
Oh, great. We're always out of phase.
Yeah.
Houston, spacecraft in the back of the aperture. At the moment, if you still do that, if you went through, the crew was too great.
This is Apollo Control at 192 hours, 45 minutes. Ascension has loss of signal. Rusty Schweikart reporting that the crew did see the satellite Pegasus during this pass. Communications were poor there, but we did understand that the Apollo 9 crew spotted the Pegasus. This Pegasus spacecraft was launched in May of 1965 aboard Saturn I. Upon reaching orbit, deployed two large folding wing-like panels. It was launched to collect data on meteoroids. Spacecraft measures 96 feet from tip to tip. Center section 71 feet long. Pegasus is visible from the ground. It twinkles instead of reflecting a steady light because it is slowly tumbling in space as it orbits the Earth. And we're also looking for other satellites that might be in favorable position to Apollo 9. If they are located, we will pass that information up to the crew to give them a chance to take a look at them. Next station to acquire will be Tananarive at 192 hours, 52 minutes. This is Mission Control. And Apollo 9 is coming up on the station at Tananarive. Has gone by Tananarive without conversation. Carnarvon will acquire at 193 hours, 8 minutes. Apollo 9 will be performing the S-band high-gain antenna test during this Carnarvon pass. And we'll repeat the test again over the Hawaii station on this revolution. This is Mission Control, Houston. Carnarvon has acquired Apollo 9.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Carnarvon, standing by.
We are on high gain.
Okay, it's coming through real fine.
And we're starting to pass a thermal control also.
Okay, we noticed that.
Control officer has just advised Flight Director Gene Kranz that Apollo 9 is in passive thermal control, rolling slowly to control the thermal environment. That is part of this test.
You catch the time we started the PTC rollment over there?
Let me see if GNC got it, just a second.
Okay. We know the time. I just wondered if you saw what time it was when we started.
Roger, we got it at 193 plus 11.
Okay, fine.
Oh, very good. I'm ready. 15
minutes. Apollo 9 is beyond the range of the Carnarvon station. Tracking ship Huntsville will acquire at 193 hours, 24 minutes. During this pass at Carnarvon, Apollo 9 has been involved with the S-band high-gain antenna test. This is Mission Control, Houston. And the tracking ship Huntsville is acquiring Apollo 9. His astronauts is at the Capcom console now. Astronaut Joe Engel has joined Ron Evans.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Huntsville.
Houston, say again.
Roger, I have one target for passing across the station.
Say again that last time,
9, Houston, I have one Hasselblad target.
Roger,
Dallas, Fort Worth, geography, 193 plus 53 plus 11, 15 frames, 6 second interval. It'll be north 20 degrees. Over.
Past the range of the Huntsville now. Hawaii will acquire in about 2.5 minutes. During this Huntsville pass, we asked the crew to take 15 photographs of the Dallas-Fort Worth area during this upcoming pass over the United States. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 193 hours, 35 minutes. Apollo 9 about to tag up at Hawaii.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 9.
Roger, I'll give you the disable the 121 alarm, and then I'll have a landmark tracking update for you. Okay, you disable it prior to going into P-22 by verb 2-1, noun 0-1, enter. 1-3-4-1, enter. And 0, enter. Okay, you want to enable it again after you're through with P-22 by verb 2-1, noun 0-1, enter. 1-3-4-1, enter. And a 5, enter. So 5 is the nominal value.
All right, I understand to disable the alarm. Verb 21 down 1, enter. 1-3-4-1, enter with a 0, enter. And to enable, the nominal value is a 5 on address 1-3-4-1.
That's right.
Okay, you can pass the pad, everybody.
Okay, yeah, say again, Houston, I missed it.
Say, go ahead with the landmark pad.
Okay, landmark pad, ID 006 195221500. NA on the FDI, AI, and the shaft and trunnion. Your time of closest approach, 195255300, and you'll be, the target is 7-8 miles north.
All right, understand, ID 006 at 195221500. Closest approach 195255300. Target 78 miles north.
Roger, the next one.
Go ahead.
Landmark 130. 195353100. TCA time, 195390400, and it's 27 miles north.
All right, Roger, understand. 130195353100. Closest approach 195390400, 27 miles north.
Okay, and I've got some more pointing data now for a little better pass on the Pegasus.
Say again the last year, broken.
Nine, Houston, play that. I want to recheck the times on it.
Houston, nine, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of static. Could you say again, please?
Roger. We'll get your pointing data over Antigua probably. We're not quite sure of the times yet.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Capcom, FAO reminds me not to disable the 121 alarm until after they're through with their P-52. Fido from flight, you want to update those times?
Roger for Redstone, be sure S-band antenna to Omni and high gain antenna track switch to manual. Affirmative now.
Roger, over there.
Are you through with the PT suit or do you want us to continue?
We have. Nine, Houston, we have no reason to continue it.
Okay, we'll go back to drifting alone.
Roger. Roger, we're ready to copy.
Okay, Sam, I lost my pager.
Okay.
Okay, at LOS at Carnarvon, it was at 193.2000 within a couple of seconds, and at that time, the antennas were at a pitch of plus 30 and a yaw of 270. And after brake lock, they slewed to pitch of plus 45 and a yaw of 235 and stayed there. There was no tendency for them to go back to the REAC angles. Okay, Hawaii AOS was at 193.3515, and at the first sign of signal strength, the antenna appeared to return to the designated angles for REAC, but then it got enough signal strength and went right past them and locked up at a yaw of 90 and a pitch of minus 70.
Roger, we're with you.
Okay, and LOS at Hawaii occurred early at 4250, and the antenna went right to the REAC angles, minus 45 and plus 90.
Roger. Nine, Houston, we have that, and Rusty, while you're on the line there, on your EKG, we're still not getting any, so whenever you get a chance, and no hurry on it, we'd like you to remove, clean, and reapply the sternal sensors plus the ground lead, so all three sensors on your chest at your convenience.
Okay, I'll see if I can't get Dr. Scott to perform another operation.
Okay. And I have some information on the Pegasus thing here.
Okay.
Okay, it should be in the right side of your COAS at 194 plus 14 plus 10. And it'll leave the COAS at 194 plus 14 plus 40. Your inertial angles. Roll pitch and yaw, 288.3, 054.0, and 025.6.
Okay, Pegasus gets to the right side of the COAS at 194.14.10, leaves the left side at 194.14.40. We're roll pitching yaw 288.3, 54.0, and 25.6.
Roger. And you'll be about 715 miles this time. And what we're trying to do here is just prove that our first time we acquired it wasn't just luck. And we're still looking for a good target to track so you can whip it into the computer and update the spec vector and all those good deal things.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, could you start with the time first, Ron?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, 194 plus 06 plus 00, the Barbados area, oceanography, 3 frames, 20 second interval, it's north, 30 degrees.
Okay.
Well, we just passed one of them. You're over one right now, really. It's at 03, 4 frames, 20 seconds, and it's south 30 degrees on Virgin Islands there.
Roger, we're getting movies right now.
Okay, good deal. You're ahead of us. And the other one's clobbered in, we found out, so that's it.
Okay, fine.
Say again, I missed it.
Did we just go over the recovery site?
Stand by one, just a second.
Where's the Guadalcanal? I was just looking down and I saw a great big ship down there and I just wondered if we happened to pass it.
I think we're way south of it.
We're way south of it?
Affirmative.
Okay.
Guidance and control officer just reported that Apollo 9 has loaded the Pegasus information into the digital autopilot. We're in contact through Antigua now for about another 3 minutes. This second attempt to see the Pegasus will come during Ascension Island acquisition again. However, there's an Araya tracking aircraft in the area between Antigua and Ascension, so we may have continuous communications down through Ascension. That was Jim McDivitt talking about seeing a big ship. Thought it might have been the recovery carrier, the USS Guadalcanal, but Apollo 9 is south of the recovery area.